Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Next Big Thing, written by James Colley and read by Miranda Tapsell. The testicles of Goulburn's now legendary Big Merino hang down so far that they penetrate the roof of the souvenir shop. The Canberra Times, 19th of August, 1991. The single pedestal fan inside the stumbling Elephant Hotel rotated slowly, bestowing its blessing on the patrons. Plates barely contained the Sunday roast, a tradition from another climate, as sacred as church. The meat was doused in gravy because at the Stumbling Elephant, all sorrows were drowned. There were a dozen patrons spread out over as many tables, yet no one made a sound. No scraping of cutlery, no idle chatter. Some paused mid-bite so as to not inhibit the sound of the small, crackling radio on the bar. Jasper's Sunday afternoon jamboree on 12:28 AM Radio Norman was not typically appointment listening, but this was not a typical jamboree. Indeed, it pushed the very boundaries of what could honestly be classed as a jamboree. Gone was Jasper's usual breathy lilt, his attempt to sound like the hosts on Radio National. Instead, his tone was somber and defeated. According to Jasper, by way of the mayor's office, they had just received official word that, come the end of the month, Delight, a small town about 35 kilometres south-southeast of Norman, would cease to exist. That announcement in and of itself was not enough to shock the patrons of the Stumbling Elephant, who seemed rather unmoved. They had become used to towns defaulting all around them. According to the government, these homesteads were no longer viable. It was selfish to continue living there, considering all the other factors concerning the nation at this time. Sandy, the publican, kept a map behind the bar of the local area with black crosses marking each lost town. With a movement so routine it lacked any of the appropriate drama, she took her marker and drew a cross over Delight. This was the third cross over a town closer to the city than Norman. Jasper's weedy voice stammered as he continued to read. This means supply runs to Norman will again be reduced. A loud groan cut off the rest of the announcement. The bar came alive with cutlery clattering and annoyed chattering. A slow depression seeped up through the floors of the bar as the reality of its patrons' predicament dawned on them. There was no more energy to expend in frustration. Nothing to be done about it after all. Just another indignity the town must face as it circled the drain.